Right now, wow, a beautiful Wednesday morning. Temperatures nice and crisp, 64 degrees at Dulles, 66 at BWI. We're at 72 at Reagan National, again headed to the mid to upper 70s.
It's 10:11 in Texas, where a confirmed Ebola patient who was infected in West Africa is being treated. Some parents have pulled their kids out of school over fears of infection. In fact, across the nation, there's been some misinformation surrounding the virus and how it spread. Joining us is parenting blogger Leslie Morgensteiner of ModernMom.com, who argues we need to talk to our kids about Ebola for the same reasons we talk to them about sex.
And that is that there's a lot of misinformation out there, and we want to be a reliable source for them. So they get accurate information, they're not horrified, disgusted, terrified, scarred for life. And also, if they have questions in the future or fears, we want to set ourselves up as the authority. Just with Ebola, exactly the same way with sex and other kind of touchy subjects. And I understand why people are so scared. Ebola is a really, really terrifying disease. In West Africa, you know, 70% of people infected have died. We have no vaccine. But the way I look at it from a parent's view is that infecting your kids with a hysteria about a disease is riskier and has long-term consequences that far outweigh the risks of actually getting this disease.
So what's a good strategy? Is it a good thing to compare Ebola to other viruses that they're more familiar with and talk about, for example, the fact that the flu kills more people every year than Ebola?
You know, I think it depends on the kid's age. I have a 12-year-old, and she doesn't know very much about the flu or measles or other infectious diseases. And I think that with a young child, you should just stick to the facts that you're going to keep them safe, that it's not as contagious as the flu. And I think one of the things to explain is that Ebola, the virus, is not transmitted through the air, that you can't get it from somebody breathing on you or sneezing near you, that you actually have to touch bodily fluid. And especially young kids, you know, who love sort of disgusting things, you could sort of get into that on them. Like, you know, you have to touch blood or diarrhea or vomit. And that demystifies it. And I think gives the youngest kids sort of a safety zone and a sense of being grounded in the facts. I think older children maybe who have taken some health classes or science classes can understand the rate of infection, that Ebola only infects 1.5 to 2 people for every patient who's infected. And they can grasp those statistics and get comfort from those.
Yeah, the trick and the nuance is in letting them know how serious a threat it really is, but without freaking them out.
Right. And, you know, I was growing up here in Washington in the late 70s and early 80s when the AIDS epidemic first hit. And this a little bit reminds me of that, that people were really hysterical, parents and other adults. And as a child, it's really scary to see adults get so alarmed about something. And the truth is that Ebola is probably not going to infect really any of us, people listening today, or our children. But the fear of it could have much more damaging long-term consequences, as we saw with the AIDS epidemic, too, that a lot of prejudice and fear came out of that instead of focusing on the facts and using it as a teachable moment.
And especially for kids who already have anxiety, health-based anxiety, it can really ramp things up and throw kids over the edge.
Right. It's true. And so many kids today have that.
Yeah.
And it's a very difficult problem to diffuse from a parent's standpoint, and we don't want to feed it. But at the same time, this is scary.
Good points. Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you.
Leslie Morgensteiner is a parenting blogger from ModernMom.com.